David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 332. No, don't worry, I'm just joking. I'm just doing that to wind up Michael and Sean there from the Youngins, who listened to yesterday's dollop in order to check up on how my voice was sounding, and were rather worried because we've got a gig on Friday. We've got a rehearsal for Christmas gigs on Thursday. We start our Christmas tour on Friday. And so they listened to yesterday's dollop, checked in to hear how my voice was sounding, were rather worried by what they heard. But I'm, as they can hear, I'm sounding a lot better now. I thought I'd just pretend that my voice was really bad there, freak them out a little bit. Anyway, I did say yesterday I was going to do a short dollop, and then it went on for about 10 minutes. And this usually seems to be the case. And maybe the trick is never to say I'm going to do a short dollop. I mean, that, if anything, actually lengthens the dollop, doesn't it? If I just did the dollop, rather than said, oh, it's going to be a short dollop today, that kind of takes up time. And then normally I explain why it's going to be a short dollop. That kind of adds on time as well. I think the problem is, saying that it's going to be a short dollop does seem to lengthen the dollop quite a lot. Like, I've sort of just done there, haven't I? I've sort of proved that now by saying it's going to be a short dollop, but now I've gone on to a big rant about what normally happens when I say it's going to be a short dollop, and it is happening again. So it's not going to be a short dollop. It's, unless I end it here, that could be the dollop. I'm gonna break the cycle. This is the dollop. We've had a hilarious bit of banter at the start there with my bandmates, where I pretended to be iller than I was. That was funny, wasn't it? And then my observations about the shorter dollop. That's at least two jokes there. Or one and a half, maybe. Let's be brutally honest here. I'll talk a little bit more about something or other. I thought I would tell you about what happened when I was in the shower. Oh, now you're listening, aren't you, Michael? Oh, dear. Very good. I thought I'd tell you about what happened in the shower because I turned it on. It's one of those tap-controlled showers, so it's controlled through the tap. And I turned the tap, and it came out really fast. There didn't really seem to be a slow setting, and it came out really fast. So I got in the shower, I turned on the hot tap, and I thought, hopefully I can get in the shower and then adjust the cold before it gets hot. It might take a while to heat up. Bloody hell, it didn't take a while to heat up. I got in the shower, and I could feel that it was massively hot. And then I was in a bit of a dilemma of what to do. I thought, well, what do you think? Well, simple, David. Just turn on the cold tap a bit and it'll equal it out. Well, that's all very well and good. We're not for the fact that you can't adjust it without getting scalded by the stream, the jet of hot water. So I tried to make a dive for it, but it was just too much. It was just too hot. So I tried a few times and it was scalding me. I tried doing it by stealth. That wasn't working. I thought, what I'm really going to have to do here is I'm going to have to be really quick. I'm going to have to make a dive for it. I've been stood under there for a minute now, and the water is just pouring down, and I can't do anything about it. I'm cowering, and I'm thinking, I don't know what to do. I tried getting out of the shower and operating it from the curtain, but even that was scalding my arm, and I was trying to get a hold of the tap. My arm was just being scalded, and literally it was too hot to touch. And I thought, right, if I'm careful here, what I can do is I can make a dive for it under the bath. Not under the... right at the bottom of the bath. I can make a really low dive for it. That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to make a really low dive for it. And then I'm going to have to pounce. Get my hand. And with my right hand, I'm going to have to get the tap really quickly. It's going to have to be a split second action. Because it's going to scald me if I'm any longer than a quarter of a second. So I brace myself. The scalding water still now and again hitting me. I brace myself for this. And I go for it. I dive. Well, the good news is, I got the tap. I got hold of the tap and I spun it. The bad news is, I banged my chin very hard off the rail. The disability rail that you're meant to hold on to, I suppose. The safety rail. And I thought there was a certain irony as I lay on the floor. My tooth felt like it was about to come out. And I was certain, I wasn't thinking this at the time, actually. I make it sound like as I'm lying on the floor. Let me try and paint a picture here, because I wasn't thinking this more esoteric thought at this point in time. This is something I thought about after the event. At the time, I was lying on the floor, my chin throbbing and my tooth feeling like it was about to come out. And because my chin had hit the rail, in my shock and in my urgency just to grab the tap, I pulled the tap as hard as it would go. And I ended up doing two things that had put me in a bit of a problem, a bind now. The first one was to yank the tap as far as it would go, meaning that it was now spraying cold water at me. I was now lying on the floor and it was freezing cold water. I mean, it's gone from scalding to freezing cold, and it's spraying right on me. I mean, I feel like hypothermia is going to set in, but I can barely move. I'm in so much pain with this. I'm worried that my tooth's going to come out. I'm sort of clutching my face. I can feel like a trickle of blood starting to... And the second thing, the handle of the tap has come away. I must have pulled it with such force in my urgency to get out of the scalding water. I've pulled it with such the force that the handle of the tap has fallen off. So I'm now clutching the handle of the tap. And I'm lying on the floor and I can't turn it off. The only thing I can do now... is turn the hot tap off. Which isn't going to help, because if anything, if the hot tap's on and it's pouring out scalding water, and now I've turned the cold tap as far as it will go and it's now freezing, it's obviously not as freezing as it could potentially be. If I turn the hot tap off, it's going to be even colder. And obviously I need to get up and I need to reattach the tap, but I cannot stand in this freezing cold water. It's just too cold to stand in. So I kept lying on the ground. Fortunately, I realised my tooth wasn't going to fall out. It was fine. And there was a tiny bit of blood. So I'm now shivering, lying on the bathroom floor, shivering while this jet of freezing cold water is pouring over me. And I'm thinking I need to try and reattach the tap as quickly as possible. But it's so difficult, because as I lift my hand up, it gets colder. You know, because the jet is getting closer and closer to my arm. I'm trying to reattach this tap. My hand is just shaking up and down. And I'm trying to bang the tap, you know, the handle back on the tap. And I thought, I just can't do it. My hand is just shivering too much. There's too much pain. So I then obviously do the next logical thing, which is to then turn the hot tap on even more. So I do that. And I turned it a tiny amount, thinking, well, you know, that'll just make it warm. And then we'll be in a situation where, yes, the water will be ridiculously fast. I mean, I have to say, the water was coming out ridiculously fast. It was like pelting me. It was like hailstones. I mean, why anyone could possibly conceivably want a shower to come out that fast? It was like a shower for sadomasochists. I was starting to think that maybe the safety rail wasn't actually a safety rail after all. It was like for some kind of weird bondage thing for sadomasochists who like to have a bit of a shower. They sort of can tie your hands to the shower rail there. So I turned this tap as very slightly, thinking, well, I get the length of water just right, but I must have shook. You know, I'm shaking with the cold. I must have shook too much, and I must have yanked the tap, because at that point it suddenly becomes scalding again. I'm like, how is this possible? There's scalding water, so I have to reach up and yank the tap again. So now, fortunately, I'm getting a massive jet of warm water over my body, and I managed to pull myself off. I managed to pull myself off the bottom of the bath, back up to the... That's good. Well, I sort of started getting into the shower for sadomasochist idea. I was sort of really enjoying it there. So I pulled myself off and pulled myself back up to the thing. Managed to reattach the tap and turn the shower to a more respectable level of flow and heat. But it was somewhat ironic, as I was saying. This is what I was about to say before. I essentially disabled myself. I rendered myself disabled by banging my chin off the disabled rail. The disability rail was essentially the thing that disabled me. I banged my chin. And me being disabled as well, technically as well, it seemed like an added layer of irony there. And it reminds me of another story. But I won't tell that story now. I shall wait till dog 333. Thank you for listening. I shall be back tomorrow. Goodbye.